blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Well, this last week, President Biden met with European leaders at the Group of 20 summit in Rome. And here's some good news. We have a deal with Europe to roll back our tariffs on European steel and aluminum. Those tariffs were imposed by President Trump to provide relief to our own industry. Of course, when we put tariffs on Europe, they retaliated with tariffs on our products going to Europe, including orange juice, motorcycles, and bourbon whiskey, and more. Europe was scheduled to impose even more tariffs on other products if we could not reach an agreement. But we have an agreement, and it will drive down the cost of our cars and farm machinery. Our bourbon companies are happy, and so are our farmers that sell the grain to make the whiskey. And now Europe will buy the whiskey. President Biden has wanted to strengthen our relationship with Europe. And last June, the United States and Europe announced an end to a 17-year dispute that we have had over aircraft subsidies. And a month ago, we negotiated a new agreement on global trade tax. Now, the U.S.-EU should be able to work together more effectively. But the U.S.-European deal is just a start. We have tariffs on many other countries that need to be negotiated. We still have duties on metal coming from South Korea and Japan and the U.K. We have been working with the U.K. to solve that trade conflict, but it isn't done, and it takes forever. And don't forget, China is our biggest problem. And at this point in time, Biden has not even met with President Xi. A long list of world leaders are now meeting in Glasgow, Scotland, to find agreement on what we can do to slow down the climate change. But Chinese President Xi and Russian President Putin are not in the attendance. China has more people living in the country than any other country in the world, and China is number two, right behind the United States as an economic power. But I'm not optimistic about how much will get done in Glasgow. I'm going to the farm in Illinois next week. Hope we can wrap up the harvest. Randy Russell will sit in for me while I drive the combine. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.